Today's topic is the respiratory system. This respiratory system, you know, we think, oh, we know about that. It's our oxygen. Well, let's take a little deeper look. This respiratory system allows us to take in vital oxygen and expel carbon dioxide. The process we call breathing consists mostly in the trachea, the diaphragm, and the lungs. But what can we do about this respiratory system? Are there certain things that are better for us if we're trying to clear up a cold? We have the flu. Maybe we just have some type of bronchitis, but there are traditional herbal remedies that are going to be able to help us, as well as food to boost that respiratory system. Boosting our respiratory system naturally. Exercise, always. Circulation, always, because the circulatory system is going to just really make sure that our lungs are open and our heart's pumping properly and everything's just really going to town inside our own bodies. Your respiratory system is constantly working every day, all day. It is the vehicle for your oxygen to get throughout the entire parts of your body, everywhere. But also be known that when you're taking in the oxygen, you're also getting pollutants, dust, fungus, flu viruses, organisms, other toxins. So what we want to do is, being that we can't live just in our one room that we've constantly saged and kept ourselves clean and kept our room clean, we have to venture out. So what can we do to make sure that we stay away from the negative effects of inhaling any of the toxins out there? What I love to breathe is after the fresh rain, go out into the woods and you can smell the grass and you smell the trees and the lakes and you can smell the flowers blooming on the trees, the lavender. Everything smells so good. And that is our respiratory system, just moving along, unbeknownst to us, unless we have asthma, we have COPD, we have some type of pneumonia going on. We don't really think about breathing. We don't think about our lungs too often. But we have herbs. We have herbs that can help us. Our ancestors had herbs that they could use for smoking and for ceremonies. Herbs for smoking, for relaxation or stimulation. Eucalyptus. Who wouldn't do? Eucalyptus is a common ingredient to get rid of our coughs. It's an expectorant. It's going to get rid of our cough. It fights congestion. It also soothes irritated sinuses. It's also an antioxidant. It supports the immune system. Lungwort. It's good to help clear your congestion. Oregano has lots of vitamins and nutrients. Oregano oil. Peppermint, cayenne. All these things are great for our respiratory system. Plantain leaf has been used for hundreds of years for cough and soothe irritated mucous membranes. It's great for colds and lung irritation. It also has a bonus of helping relieve dry cough by producing mucus. Peppermint. Peppermint's a soothing ingredient to help relax and smooth the muscles of the respiratory tract and promote free breathing. Peppermint is a decongestant. You use it as a chest balm, an inhalant, because it's going to help break up your congestion. It's also an antioxidant, so it's going to help fight off harmful organisms. OSHA root. Excellent respiratory support used by our ancestors. Helps increase the circulation. Makes it easier to take deep breaths. Seasonal allergies, flare-up, in your sinuses. And so OSHA root can actually help calm the respiratory irritation. Tea blends are best. But also, as I said, a salve compound on your chest. It will also help you open up. Orange peel, bee balm. Those also have been used for helping our respiratory system. And like I said before, I used swamp fern as well as sweet fern, swamp tea, and sweet fern. Gosh, swamp tea and sweet fern to open up my respiratory and my lymphatic system. Looking at some more of our herbal remedies from the great land that we live in, licorice root. Great for soothing and softening the mucous membranes of the throat and lungs, as well as the stomach. Cleanses any inflamed mucous membrane that needs immune support. It also reduces any irritation, acts as an expectorant, loosens phlegm, as well as having antibacterial and antiviral effects. So licorice root is excellent for our respiratory system. Colt's foot is excellent for asthma, coughs, bronchitis, and other lung ailments. Strengthens the lungs. I can hear some little young kids running around. So this helps cleanse out the lungs. Cannabis. Essential oils. Anti-cancer plant. Opens up the airways and the sinuses. OSHA root. Another one of our Native American ancestral teachings. Helps us take deep breaths. Opens up the circulation in our lungs. Helps with any seasonal allergies. Thyme. Fights against chest congestion. It also helps with acne. Thyme tea. Thyme tea is excellent for any type of infection, especially pneumonia. Oregano, sage, excellent, as well as a plantain herb. Both of those, excellent. And again, we can use this as a tea, chest balms, inhalants, bath bombs, any way you like. Take a hot shower, throw some eucalyptus down. Fabulous. And that is our respiratory system.